The Vedas are a vast collection of hymns that are believed to have been heard by ancient sages when they were in a deeply meditative state. Collectively, the Vedas are the most authoritative source of Indian wisdom, as they encompass not just intellectual knowledge, but also an understanding of profound concepts that cannot be perceived or inferred through the senses alone. These precious teachings of the Vedas were transmitted by means of oral recitation and recollection across successive generations of teachers and students, thus preserving their sanctity for posterity. This oral tradition of transmission of knowledge was known as Adhyayanam, in which the student would listen carefully to the teacher and repeat exactly in the same manner. In Adhyayanam, the emphasis was on perfection and discipline. The teacher would not progress until and unless the student was able to chant perfectly from memory. This called for strict adherence to the basic pedagogy of Vedic chanting, while ensuring complete focus and attention. This system of rules also ensured the preservation of an ancient oral legacy. So much so that even today, no matter who chants the Vedas and when or where they do so, the rendition will sound exactly the same as it did when the ancient masters chanted them thousands of years ago. Let us now take a quick look at the fundamental rules of Vedic chanting. The rules of Vedic chanting are presented in chapter 1 of the Taittiriya Upanishad as follows.
Shiksham vyakhyasya
The six rules of chanting, in brief, are
Varna,
the pronunciation of syllables, Swara, notation, Matra, duration of recitation of syllables, Balam, the force of aspiration of syllables, Sama, continuity of successive syllables chanted in different notes, and Santana, punctuation. Let us now understand each of these rules and their significance in the process of chanting.
Varna.
The term Varna means syllable. The Sanskrit alphabet comprises 51 letters, which includes both vowels and consonants. The consonants combine with the vowels to produce distinct syllables, each of which is pronounced from a specific region of the mouth or throat. The Sanskrit letters are grouped on the basis of the place of origin of each sound as follows. Guttural sounds. The guttural sounds originate at the throat. The syllables that constitute the gutturals are as follows. A. A. Ka. Kha. Ga. Gha.
Nga, ha,
and
ugh.
Palatal sounds. The palatal group of letters comprise those syllables which are pronounced from the palatal region. These are I,
E,
Cha,
Cha,
Ja,
Jha,
Nya,
Ya,
and Sha. The retroflex sounds. The retroflex letters are pronounced with the tip of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. The retroflex letters are as follows.
R, R,
Ta,
Ta,
Da,
Dha,
Na,
Ra,
and Sha. The dental sounds. The dentals, which are pronounced with the tip of the tongue against the teeth, are as follows. Ta,
Tha,
Da,
Dha,
Na,
La,
and Sa. The labial sounds. The labials are formed by the lips coming together in specific positions as follows.
U, U,
Pa,
Pa,
Ba,
Bha,
Ma,
Pa,
and
Pa.
The nasal sounds. The nasal sounds are pronounced with a nasal quality. While they are listed under the previous categories of syllables, the nasal sounds also constitute a separate group in themselves. The nasal sounds are
nya,
ma,
nga,
na, and
na.
Further, there are some syllables that are pronounced using a combination of the mouth, teeth, and throat. The guttural palatal sounds are pronounced using the throat and the palate together. These are
A
and
I.
The guttural labial sounds are pronounced using the throat and lips. These are
O
and
Ow.
The sound Va is a dental labial sound pronounced with the teeth and lips coming together. There are a few other rules that govern pronunciation. The sound im, transliterated as m with a dot on top, is known as anuswara. The anuswara changes in pronunciation depending on the letter it precedes. Let us now look at how the anuswara is pronounced in different situations. When the anuswara im precedes any of the gutturals, that is ka, kha, ga, gha, or nga, it must be pronounced as ing. For example, kavim kavinam must be pronounced as kaving kavinam.